This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail.
Bharat ne tay kar liya hai ki nuclear ki dhamkiyon ko ab hum sehne wale nahi hai. Nuclear blackmail lambe arse se chalaya. Ab blackmail nahi saha jayega. Aage bhi agar दुश्मनों ने ये कोशिश जारी रखी, हमारी सेना तय करेगी, सेना की शर्तों पर, सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं.
The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next-generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes on daily-use items. The Prime Minister also announced the creation of a dedicated reform task force to drive next-generation reforms. He said its mandate is to accelerate economic growth, cut red tape, modernize governance and prepare India for the demands of a $10 trillion economy by 2047. The Prime Minister said India will launch Made in India semiconductor chips by the end of this year, reflecting the nation's growing strength in critical technology sectors.
Aaj semiconductor jo puri duniya ki ek taakat ban gaya hai, hamare baad kai desh semiconductor mein aaj maharat hasil karke duniya mein apni taakat ko prasthapit kar rahe hain. Aaj humne us bojh se mukt hokar ke mission mode mein semiconductor ke kaam ko aage badhaya hai.
The Independence Day was also celebrated with patriotic fervor and enthusiasm across the country by hoisting the national flag and taking salute from the parade. In Jammu and Kashmir, Independence Day was celebrated with patriotic fervor and passion. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah unfurled the national flag at the iconic Pakshi Stadium in Srinagar. Independence Day was celebrated in Tamil Nadu with national fervour and pride. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin hoisted the national flag at Fort St. George in Chennai. In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha led the state-level celebrations at the Assam Rifles ground in Agartala. A massive cloudburst struck a remote mountain village of Pardas subdivision in Kishtwar district yesterday, killing at least 45 people, including two CISF personnel and many Machel Mata pilgrims. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. The condition of 38 is said to be serious. Scores of people are still missing. The death toll could go up as more people are believed to be trapped under the debris and mud. A large-scale rescue operation was launched by SDRF, police, army and local volunteers. The authorities have mobilized more rescuers, including two fresh teams of NDRF, to safeguard lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah regarding the situation in the wake of the cloudburst and flooding in Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said authorities are working on the ground to assist those affected. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin and the U.S. Joint Military Base Almendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine.
We have a meeting with President Putin. I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not. I don't know that it's going to be very important. We're going to see what happens. And I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace. We'll see if they can get along. And if they can, it'll be great.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.